Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Fierce and fearless. You're going to have to put on a helmet and strap in for the day because we got a lot to cover. May not be for you, but I'm guessing it is. Here are three big things you need to know right now. One, ugly polling numbers from the key state of Michigan. The worst numbers I've seen yet for Joe Biden. Now the GOP going after Governor Whitmer, too, will explain. Number two, in a shocking revelation, the Biden administration has admitted that underfunding police departments across America has led to the dramatic spike in violent crime. No kidding. And number three, the nation and the world is watching to see if what we're being told about Ukraine and Russia even true. Seems some inside Kiev are saying the buildup along the Russian border has been going on for more than a year and is not something new or even that interesting. So I'm cautioning you today to stop and make sure we're watching everything else that's happening. I mean, Vladimir Putin would not want to disrupt the Chinese Winter Olympics coming up in a few days. He doesn't want to upstage his friend, President Xi. So that would mean nothing until late February, if at all. And again, many inside Ukraine say this is all a big show, but it's not likely to go anywhere. I don't know that I believe that. You see, we're getting propaganda from all directions. Propaganda from NATO countries. Propaganda from the White House. Propaganda from Vladimir Putin and President Xi. The problem is, nobody in NATO and our other allies have much faith in President Joe Biden to be on top of what is happening. That is a deep concern. And reckless, careless behavior to lead to a mistake, that's possible. A big mistake. And a mistake could lead to a direct shooting war with Russia. That is not in doubt. But Russia is also pushing this, doing exercises and putting its airplanes and its battleships where they don't belong. I wonder today if that's likely, and I don't see it. There's just too much for Moscow to lose right now, including that very lucrative pipeline that's about to start shipping tens of millions of gallons of Russian natural gas to Germany and other parts of Western Europe. I've gone back and forth on this, but as I look at it closer, what does Russia really have to gain? But on the other hand, it seems pretty clear Vladimir Putin is not intimidated by the elderly and ever more senile Joe Biden, who is in less control by the day. At least that's the impression for millions, including those that once voted for him that are now rejecting him. All right? I'm going to start today, though, with a hot mic moment once again from Joe Biden. This happened yesterday. It has exploded in the media. When Joe Biden slams a reporter for asking a question about inflation, they're trying to usher them out of the room. Peter Ducey, always getting in one more question. Well, Joe Biden, he didn't like the question. You can hear what he has to say.
That's a great asset. More inflation. What a stupid son of a bitch.
What a stupid son of a bitch. The Joe Biden that's bringing us, you know, unity in America. That's Joe Biden for you. At any rate, Joe Biden said he would command the respect of Russia. He said his experience and wisdom would make that happen, that as commander-in-chief, respect would return to the United States. This is what he said.
One of the reasons I'm running is because of my age and my experience. With it comes wisdom. We need someone to take office this time around who on day one can stand on the world stage, command the respect of world leaders from Putin to our allies, and know exactly what has to be done to get this country back on track.
He knows exactly what it's going to take to get this country back on track. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if Donald Trump had called a reporter a stupid son of a bitch? What would have happened? It would have been a media meltdown day. Brian Stelter would have eaten two pies just to ease his stress. He'd have gone up two pant sizes and been the bigger man for it. Well, he's a bigger man all the time. At any rate, what is going on? That's the real question. What is the real question for Russia? What would be the advantage? Obviously, Ukraine has historically been the breadbasket for the region. The breadbasket of the Soviet Union was Ukraine, the second largest nation physically in Europe. Right? And so as, well, as Vladimir Putin looks back and reflects on this, he obviously wants to reclaim some of that glory. He already took Crimea. I know that. But taking all of Ukraine is a much bigger endeavor. Maybe they just want to peel off a few parts. They've massed in Belarus, which is on the northern side of Ukraine. They've massed on the Russian border, on the east side of Ukraine. What are they going to do? But here's what your administration is doing. Jen Psaki says Americans, much like what we saw happen in Afghanistan, are not going to get any help from this administration of Joe Biden. Listen to this.
If Americans are still in Ukraine and things start happening with Russia, are they pretty much on their own?
Well, we are conveying very clearly now is the time to leave and that there are means to do that. Of course, there's commercial airlines. You can depart over land. There's obviously the embassy there to provide assistance. And this is very similar to what we did in Ethiopia, Kazakhstan, and many other countries over the course of the last several decades. But there is not an intention or a plan for any military evacuation.
Now, that part might be, irritating. Now, I'm going to go back to what I have said numerous times. In the long run, or even in the not so long run, just like they were in the Second World War, Russia is a more natural ally to the United States than is our real enemy, China. Russia, with what, 170 million people, is a very small country. In the shadow of China. Now, they work together and they play together, but as you look down the road, how are you ever going to confront or contain China unless the United States and Russia are on the same team? We have more natural connections. We have worked together as allies in the past to the success of defeating Nazi Germany. Mostly George Patton and the Third Army did that, rolling through Europe. But Russia, they act as a blocker. And then we let Russia go into Berlin first. Made no sense. At any rate, I digress. The fact of the matter is, I watch this with great curiosity because I do believe that America and Russia have to become allies at some point to stop China. China is the real enemy. China is the real threat. China is the one that has lied about the virus. China is the one that steals our intellectual property. China is the one that has created missiles, hypersonic missiles, we're told, that can deliver multiple nuclear warheads without ever changing trajectory. Consider that for a moment. Consider that. Who is the real enemy? Doesn't mean Joe Biden's a strong president. Still means he's a weakling. But the real enemy, besides weakness, is China. Quick break.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected. by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.